Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman live from the Red Pill Expo, redpillexpo.com. I know it's after the fact, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll tell you what. If you sign up online for the streaming opportunity, you can watch on demand all the events that took place. The Red Pill Expo is where we're at on Jekyll Island Live. RedPillExpo.com for you to sign up for that streaming opportunity. It's available to you from your own home. All right, we got Jeff Pedersen with us.
Mr. Bushman, hello. How are you today?
Very well, sir. InTheMatrix.com. Matrix has three X's. Why?
Because the truth is not safe for work.
The truth is not safe from anything these days. Ever since they took over Jekyll Island back in, what, 1910?
Yeah, 1910, 1913. A very interesting story we have here, and here we are at the scene of the crime.
At the scene of the crime, I went yesterday, by the way, and I went to the Federal Reserve door. And what's that thing called, the clubhouse over there?
Oh, the clubhouse.
I rolled over there, man, and I knocked on, I pounded on the Federal Reserve door, and nobody would answer, man.
Oh, no?
Yeah, so I started singing. I said, somebody's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell.
Oh.
Do me a favor.
Open the door.
Oh, anyway, and they weren't even around, man. It was like a ghost town over there.
It's amazing.
I think JP got scared.
You know, it's interesting, too. The whole island here is built on top of an Indian. There was Indians here before.
No respect for the Indian.
No respect. Song. Yeah, so like the chief house there, you know, one of the Rockefellers' houses on top of that, you know, and they just basically decimated the property here. Pretty interesting stuff. And there's more to that story, too, that's maybe a little more esoteric than what we want to get into today.
And you know, though, that this island right now is controlled by the federal government, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
You can't even own homes here unless you have 99-year lease on the land. Then you could kind of own a home. You could have a rental slash own pretend scenario.
Pretty interesting.
You've got dynasty families hanging out on the island.
Yep.
This is not the party island, by the way.
This is not the party island. Yeah, I'm over on St. Simons. That's more of the party, I think.
It is. St. Simons is the party island, huh?
St. Simons, yep.
Now, I'll tell you what's interesting, too, though. This is a turtle refuge.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
And so when you go out at night, I mean, all the lights are off. Did you see that?
Because of the turtles. We got that where I live down in Florida.
They love the darkness, don't they?
Dark to light.
It's crazy. Anyway, last night, man, we went out in the middle of that dark, super dark.
Yeah.
And we just ran into the ocean, buddy. Actually, no, but we really did that. Last night at 10 p.m., we ran into the ocean, man. It was like 75 degrees.
Oh,
we went out way out there and just hung out with the waves, man.
I love it. I love it. I wanted to do that last night. I got in a little late, though.
We were the only ones there, man.
Good thing I didn't run in. I saw the creature from Jekyll
Island. You saw us rising from the dust. Now, tell me, though. So the XXX really means we got to break out big time, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, really what it was is I'm on Twitter, and one X was taken, two X's were taken, so I put three X's.
There you go.
I like it, because it's true. I mean, not safe for work. You know, a lot of this stuff is not safe for work. You look at the companies, you know, supporting BLM and all the other stuff. So a lot of the stuff and information about freedom that you cover here, too, sir, is not safe for work.
So who's Q?
Well, so QAnon, all right? So we just had a bill, HR, I don't know, whatever. Q is bad bill, right? And that was done by Malinowski, who actually supports child trafficking. He has, so they love us.
Yeah,
so they got the child traffickers saying that we're bad.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so Q.
Because you know Pizzagate was a farce.
Pizzagate is a farce, right? Did you guys see Out of Shadows? Out of Shadows?
Yeah, but I want to tell you this, though. The Pizzagate scenario where they wanted to bust into the building and everything else was a farce.
That's right.
But the true Pizzagate is as real as it gets.
It's as real as it gets.
And the proof in the pudding is Ben Swan documented it 66 days from Sunday.
Absolutely.
Good friend
Ben
of mine,
Swan.
And they literally took Ben Swan down for over a year over
it. He was a hero.
He was a hero.
You're absolutely right. And he nailed it. And, I mean, why do you think we got Jeffrey Epstein, who didn't kill himself, by the way, and Ghislaine Maxwell? So there is no satanic, you know, pedophile elites that are running this country?
Now, you know that, who was it, Bill Clinton sat down with Ghislaine.
Hey. What are you guys talking about Bill Clinton for? So, you know, Q, like many of us, you know, we felt that something wasn't right in the world, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's why we're heading in the wrong
direction. Isn't that the phrase of this conference even, too, that you know something's wrong?
And the Matrix. Yes. Absolutely right. And that's why I love my name. And so, something magical happened in 2016, Sam. Donald J. Trump won the presidency of the United States of America. Right?
True story.
And that was an amazing time frame. The political establishment, he was a complete outsider, this guy. And this guy won. And so I'm like a glimmer of light in the darkness. Finally, a president that I actually vetted and actually could like, oh, well, Hillary was at his wedding. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, he's a builder, man. He needs to build buildings and he needs to grease the skids, right?
Too, right?
You know, build bridges. Yeah. And walls. So basically,
well, bridges come first, then walls come later.
Then walls come, exactly right. President Trump's victory basically put the mainstream media and the political establishment in a tailspin. They were like, their heads were exploding, right? They used to love him. Right? Remember that?
As long as he didn't mess with the politics, they loved him.
That's right. So there were too many bad deals, a lot at stake, corruption. But basically, 10 months later, after the president was inaugurated, enter QAnon. QAnon arrived on the scene and basically claimed to be an intelligence insider, perhaps U.S. military intelligence. But these crumbs, you know, he started dropping these crumbs, and these crumbs would basically utilize the news that they reported.
They would ripple, my friend.
They would. And we're using their information, the fake news media, we're using their information to connect the dots. Now we understand what the dots are. That's what Q is.
Because they inadvertently drop little nuggets when you're not watching.
That's correct. They do.
So keep going.
So basically, you know, Q's purpose, in my opinion, is to support the president, expose the lies, the corruption, and wake up patriots worldwide. And we're underneath the MAGA movement. You know, we've got two different realities going on. We got the orange man bad. Then you've got the MAGA movement, a lot of smart patriots that actually are looking into the Constitution and understand it, conservatives, and actually...
More and more waking up all the time, I might add.
That's right. Absolutely. And so we're underneath that movement, giving you the memes and giving you the ammo to understand, you know, what's happening with the system. I mean, most people don't realize that this country was founded on what? Tariffs, right?
This is the only constitutional tax there is.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's what we're going to.
And I will say apportionment taxes, but anyway.
That's right. And so now we're going back. We're taking the Federal Reserve. We're dismantling it from the trust that we've been in, right? So the Federal Reserve, you know, when our president is he's moving things into the Treasury. That's why, you know, that's why he says to TikTok. Remember when he said TikTok?
Yes.
You've got to pay a lease tenant deal. Because you got to be, we got to be able to do
this. And
this
is happening one line at a time, and most people don't even understand that
it's
happening.
That's right. And most people don't understand, and maybe you do, Sam, because there's the Treasury.gov. Go look at the executive order from 12/21/17, Crimes Against Humanity. We are using that against the Xinjiang region right now.
Yes.
So we're confiscating their assets.
We are tightening the screws.
We're tightening the screws on these guys. I mean, think about it. Just step back. Why is the economy doing so well with the highest unemployment?
And that's why the Matrix, or that's why the, as some would say, the deep state, or whatever term you want to use for it.
Yeah.
The dismantling is happening, and that's why everybody in the deep state is starting to riot.
That's right. Exactly right. And they're using the same tactics. Antifa wasn't a new tactic. It was a 1939 anti-fascista. And G. Edward Griffin, back in the 60s, had an amazing video talking about how the communists would basically start fires in the cities and then go out into the suburbs and start fires.
And they would use race riots as their cover.
He did a lot of research, and he had to do that going into libraries at that time. I mean,
of course,
just didn't, like, Google it.
No, he had to get on the ground, boots on the ground, real stuff, buddy.
He sure did. And amazing. So we've actually taken it a step further. Like, I did a dig on the Pesurs, which is a Merovingian bloodline.
Yes.
And I asked G. Edward, and I'm going to actually report to him about what I found. But basically, that's where the money came from, the Pesurs.
But are you surprised?
No. And now it's the Li family that controls everything in China. Li, the Li family.
Right.
And so it's they're the geneticists. They want to give you shots. You know, they're the satanic hierarchy. So Rockefeller.
Well, really what you have is you have this kind of a bloodline.
Bloodlust.
Bloodline, but bloodlust. But it's all based on their idea of this eugenics.
That's correct.
That's right. The ground zero of their whole purpose, if you will.
100%.
They want to engineer their lives forever.
Yeah.
They want to dumb you and me down.
Absolutely, 100%. The Confucius school. They want you to go to the Confucius school.
And that's where they want their profitability to
come
from as well.
Yeah, exactly right.
So they'll put it all in together. They'll try to vaccinate us. What do they want to do? Since we won't take the vaccines voluntarily, they're afraid to tighten the economy yet because if they lay their hand out too early, everybody will riot.
That's right.
So what they want to do is just release the mosquitoes, the genetically modified mosquitoes, right?
Absolutely right. That's what they're doing right now in
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Texas,
yep. And so, you know, the Li family, the Bill and Melinda Gates of Hell Foundation?
Yes.
Their executive person down there is a Li. Li.
Again, not L-I. Surprising. Tie the dot.
And so now you got. So now we're talking about the virus here. Now we got Li Labs. Li Labs in USC. There's a Li Labs in United, in every Pennsylvania. Google your university and put Li, L-I, Labs, the Thousand Talents Program.
And then if you really study, you'll put that together with the technocracy movement.
That's right.
And you'll put together this idea and you'll say, man, NQTEL Corp.
Oh, yeah.
Becomes the front lines of the
CIA front
and
companies.
Back us all
DARPA.
In through technology. Yeah.
And by the way, Sam, this is my my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady, say hello.
Hello. It's nice to be here. I'm glad you all are coming around today.
The real Slim Shady, please stand up.
That's him. That's the real Slim Shady.
All right.
So we got a show like you. You know, we're trying to follow in your footsteps, Patriot, that is.
I've been around
truth.
Forever, man. I'm like,
and
I'm
a
like
day.
Old guy on the block.
Forever and a day.
Do you know what? I started in radio
old.
Like in the 90s.
You look good.
That's because I don't smoke and drink.
See, well, I do. That's my problem.
I know. You can quit, though, my friend. There's hope for you.
There is hope. So we've been doing a show.
I don't smoke and I don't drink and I have one wife and eight kids.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you.
Same girl, man.
Well, that's, you know? God bless you. And that's what it's about. That's what it needs to be about, family. And that's what they've destroyed.
So my show, I say it's about God, family, country.
Yeah.
It's about the protecting of life, liberty, and property.
Yeah.
If it's constitutional, I love it. If it's not, I hate it.
Boom. Boom.
That's how it is.
So we address it, like we approach news and even the cue drops. If it's a fact, it's a fact, whether I like it or not. Whether I like it or not, it's a fact. And if it's a theory, it's clearly identified as such. That's why we've got so much, you know, you on the radio cannot be attacked with what you said because you stand in the truth.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's what this is about. This is
so
a great
awakening. So when does your show come out and cue drops during your show a lot, right?
A lot, yeah. So when does our show come out, Shady?
Our show is at 1300 hours East Coast time every day on YouTube at InTheMatrix with 3X's.com, or YouTube, InTheMatrix with 3X's.com is our website.
That's right. And by the way, there's some great people here. The Gold and Silver guy, we'll be talking to him possibly.
Treasure Island?
Yes, Treasure Island.
Dave's a great guy.
Seems like
a great guy. In fact, he was the one that went out of the Federal Reserve, knocked on the door with me yesterday.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We rolled in there, buddy, and knocked on the door, got my picture taken by the door.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, so we've been doing a lot of this digging, and it seems like it kind of pairs up to a lot of stuff that you have learned and understood.
Do you think President Trump's going to be a little more bold as time goes on?
Well, did you hear him talk about Iran yesterday?
Yes. He's making progress. It just seems so
slow. He sounds like you and I, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit. Here's my question. After he got the corona, real or fake?
The Rona.
The question becomes, will he be that much more bold now?
Oh, I absolutely definitely think that's what we're looking at.
That's
right
now. Q is kind of indicating, right?
And I think the president put on a very good presentation that this isn't something that we should all run and hide from. We should face it, and just like everything else, we're Americans, and we shouldn't be restricted and constricted and subjugated.
Exactly. Oh, man, what a good time. Sam, you know, amazing honor to meet you, sir. I mean, you know, when you reached out, I'm like, is this, are you kidding me?
This is Redneck Radio coming
Redneck
your way.
Redneck Radio, I'll tell you what, we're gonna free this country.
You know, it's going to take a lot of work, but you know what, people are waking up. I've been in this business for a long time, right? And I'm telling you right now, I've seen more people wake up in the last 5 years, though, than in the first 20 that I've been at it. You know that?
Me too. And you know what, what I saw is the first part of the, remember when everybody started eating healthy and taking the GMO foods out?
Yes.
You know, regular people started joining the text enough already, you know, the tea party. But it was kind of hijacked in a way, but people were starting to find out something was wrong because they were eating healthier. That's what I thought the start of this awakening was.
Yeah, the next step, though, is we got to get them to turn off the mainstream diet of media, though.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's just so propagandistic.
We are the news now, Sam.
We are.
We're the news now.
And people are coming to our cause every single day. People are waking up and understanding.
They are.
So here's the question. Is there going to be arrests made on a mass scale soon?
I'm going to say yes.
Shady?
I would definitely say yes.
You would doubly say yes.
Here's why. We've got Kevin Kleinsmith, right? KC. Yep. Kevin, what's the 11th letter of the alphabet? KC. 11th letter.
Okay.
K.
Yep.
C is the third letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
It's going to go bottom to top, and 11-3 is a marker. KC, Kevin Kleinsmith, pled guilty to treason, basically.
No, they're going to let me stay out, aren't they?
Yeah, they're no. Bill, you guys are not.
Come on, I ain't.
Dude, we're dueling bills over here.
I've been quiet for years now. You just leave me alone. You deal with Barack. He's the one that's guilty.
You sound a little muffled.
It's all Barack. It's all about Barack. He's the one who did it. Now, Barack was
Hussein.
The one spying.
We call him Hussein.
It's just crazy what's going on. Do you think they'll really get Bill and Hill?
There are 225,000 sealed indictments. Us Anons, Q asked us to take a look and map the indictments. And on Pacer.org, normally there's 1,500 indictments a year.
Which is just standard fare.
Which is standard.
Now there's like, what, 30 times?
225,000.
30 times that, right?
About 5,000 a month since 2017 of October.
And when are they going to start to roll?
And also, you know, that a lot of people aren't noticing that there's been almost 16,000 CEO resignations since Q started to drop. So from the head of the Olympic committees to Eric Schmidt to Bill Gates, all these people have stepped down from their positions. And it's obvious to us, as like they've been tracking this stuff, that there's a reason they're being allowed to step away as opposed to be prosecuted.
Yes. All right.
And so when's this going to go down?
Nobody knows the timing?
Nobody knows. You don't project the timing to the enemy, because if we knew, they would know, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
That's exactly right. You know, that's a big deal with this, is because if they told us when it was going to happen, then we would be telling the CIA at the same time.
However, let's be realistic. We already have Ghislaine Maxwell. That was a sealed indictment.
And Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein was a sealed indictment. We've got other things that were sealed indictments as well. You know, so we are slowly opening indictments, but when the seals open, it's going to, the wheels of justice turn slowly, Q says.
Unfortunately, fact.
And then once they do get rolling, it's going to be a D5, an avalanche. A D5 avalanche is like a Cat 5 hurricane. And the snowball is rolling right now. And as that snowball keeps rolling down the hill.
Yeah, and as AC/DC says, it'll be Thunderstruck.
Oh, I love that video with Trump and Thunderstruck. That is awesome. That's one of my favorite videos.
There you go. And the other thing is, you can kind of think of a little bit Rolling Stone-esque, right?
Like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, like a what is that? I was born in a Crossfire Hurricane.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That was called Crossfire Hurricane, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was interesting.
It's going to be interesting to watch it unfold. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. We don't know the timing. We do have the deets, though. We have the details.
We do.
We break it down just for you every day.
And so
what is it, Matrix XXX, in the Matrix XXX.com?
Yes, sir.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's where you can find Twitter. You can find Shady. You can find me. You can find our YouTube channel.
All right, so what's Shady's real name now? Come on.
Slim.
Slim. There you go. Shady wants to lay undercover, though. So
my real name is Shannon.
Shannon. All right.
Yeah, Shannon. And so basically, we're going to be auditioning for a spot on this radio network right here.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, man, but you guys do TV, right?
We could do TV. What do you want to do?
I don't do TV, man.
Well, you're the good-looking one. I got the face for radio. You're the
radio
one.
Guy, man. That way I can tell the tale of Liberty in my pajamas, man.
But we'd like to have you on our show as well.
We'll do
conversely,
it.
And we'd love to come back anytime you want,
whenever
sir.
You want, we're ready for Loaded for Bear, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
We appreciate you guys, man. Thanks so much.
So
give
much
out your website
us.
Again.
Thank you. In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman live at RedPillExpo.com. RedPillExpo.com. Get your tickets today. You say, wait a minute, Sam, isn't it over? Yeah, buddy, it is. You missed it in person at the Jekyll Island Convention Center. No doubt about it. And you missed it live on the live streams from your comfort of your own home as well. But you do have the after-the-fact on-demand option. RedPillExpo.com. Spread the word. $35 for the next 60 days. You can check out all the incredible speakers you'll miss. The interaction and the love and the friendship and all the camaraderie and everything we've had. But you will be able to see all the speeches online. RedPillExpo.com. Tell him I sent you. All right. We've got a guest, and I don't really know his name. I'm going to call him Mr. Squared. But it's actually a French pseudonym, and I want to learn about it. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. It's Étienne de la Boétie Squared. And Étienne de la Boétie was a French political philosopher. He wrote in the 16th century, and he was one of the first to expose the tools and tricks that rulers use, not just to get obedience, but to get fealty and adoration out of the population. A little bit like Machiavelli, but Machiavelli was like, hire me, and Boétie is like, these guys are jerks.
All right, so this philosopher back in the 1600s documented the reality of how they create the adulation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to me, have you ever seen Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat?
It's been a while, but
right.
Maybe.
Well, do you know who the king, when Joseph of the Bible was around, who that was?
Remind me.
What was that guy's name? He's a Pharaoh, I think is his name. Pharaoh, right? So okay. Joseph worked for Pharaoh, biblically speaking. And Pharaoh was this he was a king and he was a thug. But at the same time, he had all kinds of love and adulation, as you're speaking of. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that I'm bringing up the Joseph of the Technicolor Dreamcoat, because it promotes the Pharaoh as kind of like an Elvis character.
Okay.
And so he's kind of like the rock star, and all the women are like, the Pharaoh. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Well, I'm not just talking about that, but the tools and the techniques that Boétie, you know, talked about were the rulers in one case, instead of, you know, using the sword against the Lydians, they established brothels and taverns.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, you know, have the people enjoy them. And then the people enjoyed themselves right into slavery.
Pharaoh did it all.
Yes. And so these are ancient techniques, and the book is, I'm a voluntarist, and so I don't believe in the legitimacy, the desirability, or the necessity of having a government at all. And I think that government was never designed to protect life, liberty, and property, but was always designed to rob and enslave humanity. And that everything the government does would be better done by the free market, by mutual aid societies, by private charity.
So
what I'm exposing in the book.
So I always ask libertarians, I say, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And
they always say
this, a couple of election cycles.
I've heard it 6 months.
So, okay, six months, a couple of election cycles. That's right. So do you consider yourself an anarchist?
So the word anarchy just means no rulers.
That's right.
And because
because we've got a perverted term, jettison the lie about it's going to be just craziness in the streets. But an anarchist in the real term, is that what you deem yourself to be?
Well, so voluntarism is a rebranding of anarchy because the rulers, because they don't want you to know there's an option on the menu called no rulers,
yes,
have used their media propaganda system to change the word for no rulers to mean chaos and dystopia.
Yes.
And so now they associate anarchy with everything from violence to communism. And so intelligent people have kind of rebranded to voluntarism, which means that all relationships between people must be voluntary.
And yeah.
So I described it as the only ism that is fair for everybody. Nobody gets the ring of power. Nobody gets to use violence or fraud on anybody else.
All right. And believe it or not, my buddy Ernest Hancock speaks a lot of these terms that you're talking about right now.
Ernest Hancock is a buddy of mine as well.
He's a great guy.
He's a fantastic guy.
Wonderful talk radio as well, yep. I might add. He's got a great organization. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Becky Akers is?
I don't know Becky.
Becky Akers is from New York. She's an anarchist or a voluntarist, as you would say. And she basically writes against the TSA, and she's a prolific writer. She's written a couple of novels, a couple of books. One's called, Hale, Nathan Hale. She writes a book about Nathan Hale called Hailstorm.
Okay.
About one of the greatest patriots she considers ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't defend government, but he defended his right to be free in his country. So it was a countryman discussion rather than a government discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also writes another book called Benedict Arnold, which talks about the other side of the Benedict Arnold story that nobody knows. Kind of interesting. Anyway, I bring her up because I have her on my program monthly,
mm-hmm.
and she carries on your train of thought quite well.
Oh, excellent.
Very articulate.
I like her already.
Is the reason that I'm bringing it up. Anyway, you might reach out to her and get to know her, but she is very articulate, very well-spoken for that general cause. I slightly disagree in that I believe the proper role of government is possible. It is very hard to maintain the balance between liberty and tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Founding Fathers were on a genuine quest for that. They did have traitors amongst them, as we always do,
yep,
when we seek for righteousness. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that the God Almighty did put government on the earth in its proper limited role and gave guidelines for that. The problem is most abuse it, and the populace is too ignorant to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my take, and I advocate for the Constitution. The reason Becky and I get along so well is because we just agree that we got to get rid of 90% of the government. As soon as we do that, we can talk about our differences.
I can support that as well.
Yeah, so anyway, that's kind of that. I don't mean to derail from your book, but I did want to kind of set the stage so people understand where you're coming from. Now, give me the title, sir.
So the title is Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed. And really the thesis is the subtitle is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government and the Media. And the thesis of the book, it's been the government and the media working together since the founding of the country, where, you know, I kind of disagree a little bit. And I think that you had, you know, because a lot of the Founding Fathers weren't at the Constitutional Convention. They weren't invited.
Right.
They didn't choose to participate. It ended
That's
up
correct.
Being lawyers and politicians. And so you had, you know, 3 dozen people get together in the room and write down on a piece of paper that they alone get to make up rules for everyone and steal the wealth of others. And then they had their newspapers of the day proclaim it, that, oh, we've got a new government. And that control of perception system of we're going to control what people, the news that people receive, continues today with the monopolization of the media. And so what I do in the book is I show using media ownership charts and using organizational charts how 6 companies are running hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries on the old media side to control perception to every channel that you turn.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only
USA
nibble around
Radio
the
News with Tim Berg.
The Even Senate worse, Judiciary Committee has formally scheduled an October 22nd vote to approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme
the
Court. The move comes
so
after 3 days of hearings where Democrats tried to pin Barrett down
reformed.
On Obamacare, abortion rights, and other issues.
While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says the former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. It's a big smoking gun.
First-time jobless claims last week rising to 898,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
While campaigning in Michigan on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence says there doesn't have to be a choice between supporting law enforcement and supporting people of color.
I mean, this president has done both for 3.5 years, and we're going to keep doing both for 4 more years.
The vice president also saying they have no plans to defund the police and they want to ensure that every city in the United States has a law enforcement agency. Officials in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania say a ballot mapping error resulted in almost 29,000 incorrect ballots being sent out. The county's elections division said on Wednesday that Midwest Direct, the firm that was contracted to handle the printing and mailing of the ballots, confirmed the error. It noted the issues are being addressed and new correct ballots will be sent to the post office starting today. Most of the ballots are slated to be delivered to voters next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All you see is government is legitimate, and the movies, the government is always the hero, whether it's the CIA agent or the FBI agent or the President of the United States flying fighter jets to defend the country from invading aliens. And you almost never, ever hear the other side of the thing where people like me going, no, it's illegitimate for these very good reasons. You know, you can't delegate a right you don't have yourself. You can't be bound by a social contract you didn't sign. And if two people can't vote to rob the third and it be more, you know, just because they outnumber them.
Yes, they're documented, well-known principles.
Yep.
And as I mentioned to Becky on the radio a lot, and I'll say the same thing to you, it's hard to say you're wrong. Look where we are now, right?
Yep. In the book,
the reason I bring that up, though, is I fairly let your side be articulated. Without a doubt, you've got valid points to make, sir.
I appreciate that, Sam. That's gracias.
All right, so in the book, continue. I don't mean to derail it. I just want people to know where I'm coming from, because look, you know what? I'm not saying that your views are wrong. In fact, I think God's society will be like you're pointing out.
I think God wants freedom, and so the thing I do in the book is I try and do a lot with visualizations and historical photos and media ownership charts, so that people can actually see the historical pattern. And so in the first part of the book, I break down 20 techniques that have been used by the U.S., the Nazis, the Soviet Union, and East Germany, and I explain the technique and actually show you what it looked like in each time and place. And so whether the technique is having an artificial indoctrinated holy symbol of the flag, or whether it be a social contract nobody signed, or they all use the mandatory government school where they force people to go to the school where they learn that this is why we get to rob you, and this is why you have to pay your taxes, and this is why it's legitimate.
This is how we justify our illegitimacy. I understand.
And so there's 20 techniques, and then you go through it, and after you get to kind of the 20th technique, and you realize that the U.S. is using the exact same techniques as the Nazis, the Soviets, and the East Germans, you're like, hey, wait a minute, this is a playbook. They're all using the same playbook. And revelation of the repetition, you know, goes, hey, that it becomes obvious. This is artificial. This is a playbook. They're all using these same exact techniques.
Roger that. Do you have a copy of the book here?
I do.
Give me one. I'll send it to Becky. And then I'll tell you what I want to do, sir. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I want to have a two-hour show with me, you, and Becky.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
And we'll talk about the 20 points in detail. I'd love to cover it now, but we don't have 2 hours because we got to fly. Mm-hmm. But I want to highlight this because I think you guys are onto something, and I think what you have to say matters. And I think most people won't even give you a chance to articulate your views because they're afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, sir.
That sounds like a plan, Sam.
What do you think of that?
Let's do it.
All right. What's your website?
Government-scam.com.
All right. And the book?
Government, the Biggest Scam in History Exposed.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have an incredible broadcast coming up. How'd you like the Red Pill?
Oh, it was fantastic. A lot of my good friends were here, and so the speakers were fantastic, and the people were great as well.
Did you have a favorite part? What impressed you the most?
Del Bigtree was probably my favorite speaker that I saw, and
he's
I like the work that he's doing, and that was probably the highlight.
Tell you what my highlight was. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but this is a turtle refuge on this island. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, and they turn off all the lights every night, man. At night, have you noticed how dark it is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's because they turn off all the lights because they say it confuses the turtles.
Okay.
And the reason I bring this up, man, is about 10 o'clock at night, we ran out into the ocean, buddy.
Uh-huh.
And just hung out there and rode the waves in the ocean, man, at 10 at night. Absolutely pitch black.
So I do a conference called Anarchapulco every year.
Anarchapulco?
Anarchapulco.
Anarchapulco.
Anarchy in Acapulco. It's in Acapulco, Mexico.
Okay.
And my foundation, the Art of Liberty Foundation, throws a fundraiser party, and we bring almost 400 people to a turtle sanctuary outside of Acapulco.
Right. Okay.
And we release turtles at midnight at the end of the climax of the party is we do a turtle release where we turn off all of the lights and everything. And they come forward, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people on the beach with no cell phones, no lights, anything, and we release turtles into the surf, and we, you know, release them to freedom.
Does Ernie go to these?
Yeah, Ernie's been a couple of times.
All right. Yeah. Well, I got to go to one of those, man.
You absolutely. I think you'd have a blast.
Every time I talk to Becky, though, then I concede a point to her, or I let her know something. She goes, you're coming along, Sam. You're mm-hmm. coming along. You're slower than a couple of election cycles, buddy, but you're coming along. It's funny. But, you know, it is true that, you know what, there is a balance here. Mm-hmm. And there is a reality that, you know what, whenever you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And, man, they're into tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the question is, what's the best way to stop them? And Bastiat, the law, wrote about it a little bit. You know, there's a balance here. And it's hard to say who's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I guess it depends on, you know, kind of the system and circumstances that we're in on what might make the most sense when, who, what, where.
Mm-hmm.
But I also say to Becky, too, show me an example of where you're right that's lasted for a couple of hundred years, like a constitutional republic, even with its faults. Mm-hmm. Can you find one?
Yeah, so there's been a number of different societies in history that have had essentially no government. In Ireland went through a period. The Vikings had a...
But what eventually happened?
I don't know the exact way.
Because they could still be without a government, right? But something happened.
Well, so what I think happened is that
the greater force eventually changed the game.
So organized crime
is
robbing society using gubernamente, and they've been very successful, and they don't want to have examples where people can be free, and so they'll come in and they'll take you over and dominate you so that they can tax farm you using gubernamente because they can't have an example of freedom in the world.
They're going to try to take down any free society. And that's straight out of Satan's playbook where they destroy choice and agency, and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on. I'll give my buddy a copy of the book here. We'll take a look at that. We'll get it to Becky, and then take my card, email me, and we'll set it up.
You got it. Shall be done.
Appreciate you, sir. Godspeed. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live, Red Pill Expo Live as well. It is the second day of the event, and people are everywhere. I think it's Del Bigtree on stage right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, he's got his high wire broadcast happening every Thursday as well. So you got to check that out. He's doing just a tremendous job. The guy, it seems like the more they try to shut him down, the bigger he gets. So you got to kind of like that. By the way, if you didn't get a chance to come to Jekyll Island with us, you absolutely missed out, and I feel sorry for you. But there is a recovery plan, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to redpillexpo.com. When you're there, all you got to do is click and sign up, and you can become a streaming member. When you do that, you'll be able to watch all the Creature from Jekyll Island Red Pill Expo events, speakers, the whole lot more. Check it out, redpillexpo.com. $35, 60 days. You can watch all the speeches. It is just tremendous. All right, our next guest, Eric, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me. This is my first interview ever, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm all excited. Right.
Well, then we'll just be Kid Glove. How's that?
No. Give me the good stuff. Come on, I'm ready.
We'll just walk you right in now. So it's Kaczynski, right?
Correct.
And you don't have a website because you're a millennial and you can't help it.
Okay.
Actually, you're just beyond us website people is what's going on.
No, I actually bought a domain.
I just haven't
done anything.
And what's that thing called? Sound Money Minting?
SoundMoneyMinting.com.
All right.
Nobody else can take it. I'm still paying for it.
All right. Well, good for you. We got to help you build a website now for us old farts, and then you can, you know.
I actually consider myself a boomer when it comes to technology, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that means you're using modems and stuff?
See, I'm a boomer. I don't even know what that really, really means.
All right.
But I know how to work the phone.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
They can track you by that, you know.
I know. But you know, it is what it is. Like,
all right. Sound money is an interesting concept. How did you learn about sound money? Did you read G. Edgar Griffin's book?
Embarrassingly enough, no, I haven't. And I've been told this whole time I really need to. And I was actually just talking to somebody who said that I need to go to the, what's it called? The Jekyll Island building, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, man, like, I went there the other day.
Yeah, so I was told to
go there. I rolled in there, man. It was like a set up for a rich people event, for sure, the clubhouse. I went there and knocked on the Federal Reserve door, man, and nobody answered, so I sang him a song. I said, somebody's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. And they wouldn't let me in or anything, man. But I took my picture, said Federal Reserve, and I said, you're going down.
I love it.
How do you like that?
I love it. And so I was told to download the audiobook, which I planned to do because I drove 1,000 miles here.
G. Edwards audiobook?
Yeah, it'll
be a riveting story, buddy. You'll hit the pedal in the middle. You'll be going 95 miles an hour headed to destination, and you'll be intrigued till the end of the book. It's over 500 pages, but it is a riveting tale to tell, sir.
Yeah, so I was told to even just listen to the prelude while in that building. And that I would truly, truly appreciate it.
Yeah, you'll feel like the creatures rising from the Jekyll Island. You know what? We went out in the middle of the ocean, man, at like 10 p.m.
Cool.
And it was actually pitch black, man. We were out there in the waves, and I just thought the creature rose in 1913. Or 1910, actually, they were on the island. 1913 is when it passed law.
Mm-hmm.
The color of law is what I like to call it. Because it's against the Constitution, so it can't be real law. But that's another topic altogether.
That it is.
I bring that up, though, because in 2020, freedom's rising, my friend, from Jekyll Island.
It is. I mean, that's why I came all the way down here, you know?
Where'd you come from?
I came from Long Island, New York.
Wow.
Yeah, and I drove because I did not want to wear a mask.
Well, good for you. I had to wear a mask, went on the plane, fell asleep on the plane. The lady came up and woke me up and said, sir, your nose, because my nose was sticking out. Can you believe that?
I actually, my jaw dropped, but yeah, I actually do believe that because of the ridiculous world that we live in.
I was going to reject it, then I thought I don't want to be tased, so I just minded my P's and Q's and got off the plane.
And that's exactly why I drove down, you know. I figured, you know, maybe I could stand up for myself and get away with not wearing a mask, but they're really cracking down, and do I really want to put myself in that position? Nah, I'll just drive forever.
So how'd you get caught up on sound money?
You know, I don't know. I've been a silver stacker for a little bit now. So, you know, and I went to the Mises University summer program last year.
You know they had their event right there in the Morgan Clubhouse just a day and a half ago, right?
Oh, I know. I'm kicking myself for not leaving a day early.
Oh, man, I went there.
How was it?
I didn't watch all the speeches and stuff, but I went in there and checked it out. It was all right, man. Good stuff.
You hear Tom Woods?
No. But I know Tom. Had him on the radio. Great guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he speaks at it. There's a lot of people. Connor Boyack and many others were there.
Yep.
Just tremendous stuff.
Yeah,
believe it or not, Connor Boyack, I used to interview his mom. She's a writer also. Before Connor got old enough, I was interviewing his mom. It's crazy.
Wow.
Anyway, Connor's a great guy, though. The Mises Institute people do a phenomenal job. It's funny, they go to the Morgan center, if you will, mocking J.P. Morgan as they talk about real economy, sir.
That's awesome.
You got to dig that on Jekyll Island.
That's awesome.
All right,
awesome.
So let's talk a little bit about your business, what you're doing, what you're putting together. Right now you don't have a website, but you're building one. You do have an Instagram, though, right?
Yeah. I got nothing posted yet. It says designs available soon. Sound Money Minting.
Okay. So when you say sound money minting, let's talk about sound money first. You're talking about constitutional currency, gold and silver, right?
Yeah. Mainly silver because gold is super expensive.
Are there going to be other metals too, copper and stuff?
I mean, probably little giveaway things, but
let me tell you, copper is great for like business card giveaway stuff. It's also great to kind of preview what people can do in silver. So if you have a copper one, you hand one to somebody and say, imagine getting your own silver one of these.
That is very true.
So it's a calling card, business card technique is what it is.
It's certainly something to consider.
All right. Now, sound money minting. So do you run a mint? Do you work with a mint? How do you?
Well, I've actually, I'm in talk with a couple of mints. I have, some do easy, like, I don't want to say easy, but laser printed, where you don't actually need like an artist. You just need a graphic designer. Other ones, they hand make the dies.
Yeah.
So it's actually super interesting.
Hand make the dies is the way you got to go, though, my friend.
I know, and they're pricing. That's the way I want to do it too. So
I've actually done this a few times.
Huh.
I've actually minted coins with what I want on them.
Cool. Okay.
And it's nifty. And I got a couple of mints in Utah that I've worked with and stuff like that. It isn't a cheap enterprise for sure, but it is well worth it.
That is really cool. I might have to pick your brain later.
I minted some coins with a group that we are involved in called Give Me Liberty Fund. Give Me Liberty Fund minted coins. Pretty neat stuff. So tell me about how you're going to get your designs together, what the goal is. Is the goal to educate?
Actually, yeah. But, you know, I think I view the world differently than I think a lot of people, even here. You know, there's a lot of open-minded people here, and that's why I love to come to places like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where if you say something that is considered to the general public as outlandish,
yeah,
you know, usually get stares or people gasp, and they're like, oh, what do you mean? How could you ever say that?
Yeah, and like what? Give me an example. Come on, get outlandish. Let me hear it.
Geez. You're going to put me on the spot? All right. Like, we didn't go to the moon.
Oh.
All right.
You don't think so, huh?
I don't. But, all right. But you know...
Well, do you know... Hold on a minute. Do you know the guy that was the biggest guy to prove we didn't go to the moon? Do you know who that is?
I have a figure in my head, but no.
Tell me who.
Who did it for me?
Yeah.
Owen Benjamin.
All right.
Comedian. Hilarious guy.
Well, there's a guy who got punched.
Oh, yes.
By Buzz Aldrin. Do you know that guy?
Yes.
Hey, man, I've interviewed that guy in depth, in detail, for hours.
Really?
Do you know he's spot on?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's absolutely spot on. He's for real. He's the real deal. I made friends with him. I've worked with him behind the scenes, and he's coming out with something soon that you'll be shocked about.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Can't tell you what it is, though.
I wouldn't
anyway,
ask.
We did not go to the moon. It's a true story. So around here, you won't get gasps.
Right.
You will get recognition and a smile of truth, though.
Right, that's the whole thing.
Right.
Where you know, people always ask, right, if you bring up something unconventional, if you will, they ask, why do you think that? And I think that's... It's a really good way to live life, and that's the kind of people I would like to surround myself with.
Well, when people say, why do I think we didn't go to the moon? I want to say, why do you think we did? Because you saw it on TV. Is that why?
Exactly.
What evidence do you have that we went to the moon? Well, I got moon rocks. Yeah, I got those in St. George, Utah. They're red rocks. Come on.
Yeah. What about the petrified wood?
Okay, but I want to know, what evidence do you have that we went to the moon? And the answer is they come up empty. They come up with all kinds of ideas, but it isn't evidence.
Right. You want to know the one I get the most?
Yeah.
Oh, we can. There's a mirror on the moon, and we can shoot a laser at it.
There's a mirror on the moon?
Apparently. That's really? A given fact.
How'd it get there?
They put it there.
Who
obviously. It's, you know, astronauts.
Oh.
Science people.
Really? Can
NASA.
You talk to them?
You can try and comment on a live stream, but they might not get back to you.
I see.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with the Red Pill Expo, though. They think we're crazy about the Federal Reserve, too.
Yeah, well, these are the same people that think that you can feed poor people with a printer. You know, it's nonsense. It really is. In my humble opinion.
Let me ask you this. What are you going to put on your coins?
You know, I got a bunch of different stuff. You know, I'm being into what people call conspiracy theories. I don't know if you've ever heard of these things. But, so, I would like to put, you know, a different coin with a different way that I view life as a truth. And put them out like that. For example, I would like to make an airship fleet where... Even the conventional narrative that you can Google on Wikipedia for airships is that they had hot air balloons in the late 1700s. And so, right, given that, right, that totally changes the entire narrative of the history that I've been taught, where with westward expansion, you know, and horse and buggies, it really makes me throw that into question that if there were hot air balloons in the 1700s,
why wouldn't they just use that to expand westward instead of a horse and buggy, you know? Like those kind of things where it's something that most people have never thought about. And even though I want to make these into a coin, I kind of starting to think, like, okay, these are really cool, but are people even going to understand them? Maybe I got to make a little show myself and explain them.
Video show, TV show?
Podcast, something like that. Yeah, with video, audio, the whole shebang.
All right. Well, I think you got to put educational messages on the coins, right?
Yeah, like taxes are immoral, stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely, just like that.
Cool.
Or you could say, I want to talk to the moon czar.
The moon czar?
Yeah, because if they're going to have a government czar for everything, they got to have a moon czar, don't they? Right? Now, I have had an RC Cola and a moon pie before. But that's the closest I've ever been to the moon, buddy.
Same here.
All right. I want them to take me to the moon if they can.
I don't. I'm not getting in any of their contraptions.
You don't want to go?
No.
Their contraptions don't even leave the Earth, my friend.
I know that. You know that. But I don't trust them enough to get in.
Hey, man, it'd be like going to Jekyll Island. Danger, put your life in your own hands.
Yeah. I drove for like 18 hours straight. I know. You know?
All right. So tell me about sound money then. Is it all about the value of the currency?
Is it
about the educational message? Is it about great artwork? What are we talking about?
Kind of a combination of all three. You know, I'm really inspired by Chris Duane, who created the Silver Shield. He makes his own art pieces that are silver coins. And it's really just the idea of there's autonomy and the idea of protecting yourself, where, you know, if you save in silver, your money will still have the same purchasing power. You won't be, you know, everything's piled on top of us.
Kind of like a silver eagle, silver dollar made in 2020 by the U.S. Mint. Says $1 on it, but it still takes $30 to buy one. Is that what you're talking about?
No. That costs $54 straight from the mint. And come Tuesday,
I know, they let us buy them for $30, man. They lose their shirt on them.
Well, they're raising the price to $67 next week for an uncirculated coin. You believe that? I mean, they call it brilliantly uncirculated because
it's the real Slim Shady dollar. Please stand up, right?
Amen. I know.
All right, what do you want to tell America? If we watch your Instagram, what are we going to see?
Nothing yet, because not a single thing is posted. But
you could fix that and launch something at the expo right now.
Oh, I know.
You know what you could start out with?
What?
A picture of G. Edward Griffin.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Just put a picture
idea.
Of G. Edward Griffin, man, and say, the creature.
The creature from yeah, I'm writing that down.
The creature is crumbling. The truth is rising. And you could have a picture of G. Edward, right? And then you could just tease the audience with more to follow. What do I know about marketing, right?
That
like a high-tech redneck talk show host. I don't have a clue. But you know what? That's where I'd start if it were me, because you could really dovetail on the red pill.
I'm literally writing that down as we speak. That's
genius.
You
also could create a red pill coin too, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? Yeah. You know, there are red pills, there are blue pills. Yes, but I at this point in my life, I've grown up, and I don't like to take pills from strangers anymore. But
good work. That's right.
I will say that people should take the Stead pill, which I'm currently trying to swallow myself, which is where you grow your own food and you take care of your own, you know?
Well, that's a good plan. So the Homestead pill.
Yeah. Right? Stead pill. Red pill, Stead pill.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into the God pill, personally.
That's a good one to swallow,
you know,
too.
I recommend people basically, take the hard road. It's a hard pill to swallow to repent and change your life and follow God. It's hard to do for people, you know, but you know what? The rewards are incredible. There's no side effects to this drug, right?
Yeah, you know, it's...
There's only blessings associated.
I'm working on that myself.
The only side effect is those who don't believe in God might rally against you. But other than that, you know,
yeah.
A great awakening shall take place.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so are you on Twitter? Do you tweet?
No. The only thing I think I'm really missing out on Twitter is Donald Trump's feed, because I'm sure it's hilarious. Just like, but you know,
my
it's
feed's
like...
better.
Cool. But
incredible headlines from Liberty Roundtable Live, man. We talk about news the networks refuse to use. We throw it down like nobody's business, sir.
You know, it's like I view it as me like just stepping out of hell, you know, where it's
going
like
on Twitter.
Yeah. You know, just all these time sucks, you know.
Well, you only got to follow the important people.
I know, but the important people always retweet the stupid people, and then you're stuck in a spiral of, oh, my God, can you believe these idiots said this? How do people even think like this? You know,
what's the future after Instagram?
Make the damn coins.
Make the coins?
I mean, yeah, that's the point of the Instagram, you know?
And is the goal to sell the coins and make money?
Eventually, yeah. I mean, if not, I hope to just recoup what I cost, and then I have a bunch of cool coins somebody else has.
So you're talking about a coin dealer with an agenda. And the agenda is to educate, The agenda is to entertain. Will some of it be cartoonish?
Yeah.
Will it be kind of emoji-like and make a point?
I'm actually in talks right now.
Or
with
a meme or whatever they call those
things? Yeah, memes.
I'm
exactly.
So old, you know, I don't even know.
Memes is spot on. Yeah. I'm actually in talks right now with at Made by Jim Bob on Instagram. He's a great political, cartoonist.
Satirist?
Yeah, we're close.
Satirist? Uh-huh.
We're close.
Yeah. Retirist? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's got a website, madebyjimbob.com. I mean, he's got a great... I understand coffee table books now, because he just has a book full of memes, and I get it.
Larry the Cable Guy was kind of the verbal memes guy, right?
Okay.
He'd be like, tell you about, hey, you got a car key stuck in your ear or whatever, and, you know, like, stuff. And then they kind of moved to visual memes, right?
Yeah.
That's why radio turns into TV and everything else.
TV killed the radio star. Except for you.
That's what they say, but you know what? Here's the fascinating thing. All the radio experts are saying, while you're driving down the road, you're not watching TV, buddy.
You know, as I said that, I was literally thinking that, too.
And when you
went
to the moon, you weren't watching TV either.
Oh, amen. Ain't that the truth.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, sir, what do you want to tell America?
That really, like, look around, you know? Like, if, breathe air. Like, I'm, like, stuttering because it's tough to exactly tell people, you know...
Are you a breatharian? Do you know what that is?
A breatharian. Yeah. I am now. I recently converted.
Do you know what that is, for real? You know, you got people that don't eat meat. What are they called?
Vegetarian.
Yeah, people that don't eat anything are called breatharians. They live on the air, buddy.
Whoa.
They claim they can pull the nutrients out of the air.
You know, I actually have heard something about, this is way, way, way out there, but theoretically, the sun, something about the sun being able to take the energy of the sun and have it nourish you. I don't know too much about that, but.
Well, the Son of God does provide true water. That's true. But I'm telling you right now, those who believe they can just live off the air, live off the sun, I'm just telling them they need to realize that there is the thing called mortality. Right?
Well, I'm sure they'll figure it out sooner or later.
And you got to kind of compare it to those guys that say they went to the moon. They're nuts. But we can come back and advocate for sound money, right?
Because
here's the thing. If you don't have honest money, so in the Bible it's called honest weights and measures, right? Hmm. Sound money is honest weights and measures is what it's called in the Bible. Okay. Anyway, I bring this up because if you can't have honesty in your money, in your medium of exchange, can there be honesty in anything, sir?
No. No. How do you get anything done if everything is based off of a lie?
In fact, I got a buddy. His name is Pat Shannon. He wrote a book called Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. You got to read that since you got so long to go. You could read both books.
Yeah, probably.
All right, sir. Final word.
I really just advocate getting outside, breathing air, and hugging your neighbors and stop being so scared all the time.
You got to tell people where to go on Instagram.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm not used to plugs. So that's at Sound Money Minting, no spaces. I hope to do great things. And
but you got to say the website and the opportunity to buy coins are coming soon.
Right, so,
SoundBunnyMinting.com?
New designs will surely be released soon at SoundMoneyMinting.com. And please go ahead and follow at SoundMoneyMinting on Instagram. I am not currently on the Book of Faces, but once I make a coin or two, we will certainly be on there.
All right. Everybody knows I'm a blind talk show host because I'm going to start Blind Book pretty soon. There will be no photos. Just saying. All right, thank you.
They're going to be 3D, though.
For your first, there you go, all touch.
Yep.
By the way, your first interview, you did just fine, sir.
Well, thank you
very much.
You'll
be all right.
I'm really feeling the love. I really am. So thank you for having me on.
And you heard it first on the Roundtable Live.